you come to us here at The World for an outside the Beltway perspective. So we begin today north of here in Canada, in Quebec City. They're in mourning after an attack at a mosque there on Sunday left 6 people dead and many others wounded. Police have arrested a 27-year-old French-Canadian student in the case, and officials have charged him already. But Jonathan Montpetit with the CBC in Quebec City says the investigation continues.
They're saying very little about his motives. He has simply been charged. He made a very short court appearance on Monday. Among the charges are both murder and attempted murder. So far, officials here have not pressed terrorism charges. They do say they may come later. What we do know about the suspect is he was a university student. He did have a reputation as kind of an online troll. He accused many people of being a feminazis and expressed support for Trump and Marine Le Pen, the Front National leader in France. And he kind of, within a small circle of people, gained a reputation as somebody who espoused views of the far right.
I mean, sane people generally don't walk into public places and start shooting at people. Have officials in Quebec spoken of his mental state?
No, not yet. They didn't even discuss whether or not he was to undergo a psychiatric evaluation. So there's still quite a bit that has to be determined about what the suspect's motives may have been. Everything we know now for the moment is that he acted alone, without any organizational support from any kind of group.
So I just want us to listen to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. And this is what he said yesterday about the attack on the mosque in Quebec City.
Make no mistake, this was a terrorist attack. It was an attack on our most intrinsic and cherished values as Canadians, values of openness, diversity, and freedom of religion. Our hearts go out to the families of the victims.
So, Jonathan, what have Canadians been saying about Prime Minister Trudeau's use of the word terrorist and other politicians there? Because it's a word that some people really avoid in describing domestic attacks.
Canada's public security minister described it as a lone wolf attack, using the term lone wolf instead of terrorist. So it's clearly a very loaded term. But Premier Philippe Couillard, the leading politician of the province of Quebec, was unequivocal just hours after the shooting that he considered an act of terrorism, that it targeted a specific community, the Muslim community in Quebec City. So while there is kind of some background debate over the term, so far politicians have kind of used the term terrorist unreservedly.
What are you hearing from the Muslim community in regards to this attack? Because I read a quote from a man in Quebec City who said he's lived there for 4 decades, and for the first time he's thinking about going home to Morocco.
The Muslim community in Quebec City, it's fairly close-knit. It's not a very large community, and they're really looking to officials to help them figure out how they can better secure their places of worship. There was a very emotional news conference yesterday at City Hall where Muslim leaders came out and thanked the premier and thanked all Quebecers. They were visibly emotional at the overwhelming shows of love and support that had been pouring into the community from Quebec City, from the rest of the province and the rest of Canada. And they certainly indicated that they were taking a fair bit of strength from that outpouring of support.
So what is the mood in Quebec City, this incredibly old, one of the oldest cities in North America? How are people doing?
They're struggling. It's quite a shock to residents here. You know, Quebec City has an incredibly low murder rate. So in one night, you have 6 dead. It's so that they're just not used to that kind of violence. You know, it's the winter carnival is going. This is traditionally a very festive time in the city. It's where when people can take a break from the cold weather and enjoy themselves. And that sense of festivity is just not present at the moment. It's just, you know, the city seems to be sleepwalking kind of through this nightmare.
CBC reporter Jonathan Montpetit in Quebec City. Thanks very much for your time, Jonathan.
My pleasure.